Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On third downs, just making sure that we're more so on the same page and not getting put on our heels more often. And I feel like that's something that I'm not saying we easily can fix it, but we can fix it. So just showing that kind of, I'd say, edge and that being ready is going to be a huge help for us.
Taron Johnson, fine slot corner for the Bills. Had a great career here. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for listening. The Sabres play in Detroit tonight, pregame at 6. We have the volume turned down because, of course, but I just saw Rory McIlroy doing a media session, and it said on the screen, McIlroy talks about Seve Ballesteros, and he was my favorite golfer. Until I got into Ryder Cup, which I didn't know what that was until maybe even like when it was in Rochester. Or early 90s.
Then you didn't like the fancy Spaniard kicking the U.S. around, did you?
Well, he was like a game player. He liked to psych guys out.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he ever did the Robitaille thing.
What's the Robitaille thing now?
Mike Robitaille and I were playing at River Oaks once. And this story doesn't go very far, okay? Just not to. Okay. This isn't just me forcing in, as far as you know, Mike Robitaille's name. But we were at 17. And I teed off and we were playing a match by a couple other guys, and he and I were opponents, and I hit a good drive on 17. 17's a hole you can get to in two, par five. So it's a big, big hole to have a big drive on, and it's like the end of the match, pretty much. Two holes left. High drama on the island. And Roby says, "You're going to have to re-tee that." And I said, "What do you mean?" He's like, he puts his club down on the, you know, between the white markers, because we were playing the whites, because I remember them being white.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "You were ahead of the line." Like, no way. It's like, no, you were. I'm looking right at it. You teed up, like, whatever, an inch in front of the, you know, the white markers.
Yeah.
And he would not quit. Like, Mike, you can't be serious. You're going to make, what? You can't be serious. An inch? I mean, I don't think so anyway, but really?
Yeah.
He's like, "I saw what I saw. What are you telling me? I'm a liar?" Like this, you know. Mike is, he's a beauty. Like, I don't know if he really means it.
You can't be sure, right? Yes.
And I sort of start to put another ball down, and like, is this a penalty? What even is this? Are we're really doing this? I mean, I thought this was friendly, and he just wouldn't speak, you know. And then eventually, I think I did put a ball down and like sort of stood. My routine, you know, stood behind the ball and like thinking to myself, "Oh my God." And then he swore at me. He's like, "Come on." "I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see how far you'd go." Try that one if you know you want to in your friendly matches.
Right, right.
If it's close at all, maybe you can get away with it. Be careful if you go all the way with it, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I'm not sure I would have forgiven him.
Right.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's go to JD here. Hello.
Good stuff, guys. Hi. I just wanted to ask you about Bill's defense. I was watching replays of the game this week, as I always do, watching the all 22. And I'm looking at the Bills when they're in a straight-up 4-3, like when they put Shaq Thompson out there with Terrell Bernard and Dorian Williams. And I know this is all situational, and I don't mind Nickel as a base D, but I think the Bills look really good when they have a little more muscle with an extra linebacker, have a straight-up 4-3. I think they should do a three-linebacker set a lot more often. And I'll hang up and take your comments.
Yeah, well, good catch. You're noticing something that I think has been going on, and it is matchup specific. They use three linebackers a good amount, I believe, in the playoff win over Baltimore, and then again on opening night against them. You know, it didn't help them stop the run game in the opener this year. They did a decent job against the run. It was really passing that did Baltimore did a lot of damage in the playoff win for the Bills. But they are using more of that. And it's notable that they did it against Miami without Milano, right? Like Milano would be, having him be a part of that along with Dorian Williams as the third linebacker maybe would make sense. But they're doing it with Milano out with an injury. It's not a heaping ton, but I think it's more than they've done in the past. And I think anything that they can do to give themselves more looks, more variety, that includes being more blitz heavy, which they have been. I never saw the numbers from the Miami game, but I know the first 2 weeks they were like top six. I said it a few times on last week's pregame show before the Miami game that their numbers, the percentage of blitzing was way up for them in the first couple of weeks of the season. You know, we'll see if these trends hold, but I think if they've got the right personnel matchup, I think it makes sense for them to be as multiple as they can be. It's the same sort of thing, same sort of concept on offense, right? Just give teams more to prepare for, have more different answers to questions and different tactics teams are going to try to pull on you, and just sort of get comfortable with it. And I feel like the Bills have been comfortable enough here early this year, and against the Jets, and maybe the Saints will be another game where, I don't know, I don't want this to sound as lazy as it might sound, but you can kind of tinker, you know, like let's see what combinations work best against certain formations, that kind of stuff, because operationally what matters the most is how it's all humming by the time January comes. So I think you use these games where you're comfortably ahead, hopefully, like the Jet game, to use different things and see how it works. I was happy to see Thompson on the field on Thursday. I think it's good to have that in the bag. You know, I mean, we all love Taron Johnson, and he's meant a lot to this team as the Bills have been growing from the time they were growing into a contender to now having been a contender for these many years in a row now. He's been an integral part of all of that. But I think having more guys and more different sets to do different things is nothing but a good thing.
Yep. I don't have anything to add. Did you talk yesterday about when they would lose their first game? Did you play out? You play that, up the 17-0?
That did not come up. No, I did not. No, didn't get there.
I will predict that they will not go undefeated.
Bold.
I know, but not really, right? Good one. Good, Mike. That helps us. But I was talking to Sam Panayotovic, who was not on our show today, even though it was mentioned that he would be. That'll be tomorrow. On his podcast, Chicken Dinner, by the way, it's called. And like, when's their first loss? And he and I had the conversation you and I have had so often about, like, oh my God, New Orleans, New England, Atlanta. I mean, that might be tougher at Atlanta. These are, at least it's a road game. Carolina, we'll see what the Chiefs are. Can never take them for granted. On and on. Miami, Tampa. Like, this could go a long time. I'm not sure what the longest the Bills ever have been undefeated is. Might even be 5-0.
I remember a 5-0 in the 90s 91. When they went to Kansas City and got drilled.
And you had a 15-team parlay that lost had the first 14, right?
Right.
That's what I now think of when I think of that game, which is right. Better than the game.
It could have changed the entire course of my life.
Yeah.
Seriously, not to be dramatic, but I would have won like 10 grand. And at that age, I could have been dead in a week.
Oh, you'd still have it. I'm sure you'd still have it.
It just could have been horrible.
At Houston, at Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, at New England, at Cleveland. That's not a gauntlet.
No.
But
no.
It's, you know, there's a loss in there, I'm saying. And then the Eagles.
Yeah.
By the way.
I have not really spent. I mean, we've talked about it a few different times, and mostly it's in the form of what do you do at the end if you are 16-0. Right, or 15-0, and you've got the one seed locked up. Like, how hard do you want to go after being 17-0? And that's, you know, that's a thought experiment and a hypothetical that can be fun to sort of wrestle with. Like, really, I do not look at the schedule and just think, sure, they're gonna. I think they're better than all the teams that they're playing.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Philadelphia is probably the closest right now with the form teams are in currently. I would say that I would maybe be the most even matchup. But that said, I mean, and this team is older and maybe hopefully smarter and knows more about the pitfalls like of avoiding an Urban Meyer nightmare, you know, because that team was great when they went down there and lost 9-6 or whatever the hell that was.
It was 9-6.
I'd hope that they know how to avoid that, but I just don't expect to go through a 17-game NFL season, regardless of how weak the schedule looks, and think they're just going to win them all. That the ball's always going to bounce their way, and that Allen's not going to ever throw it to the other team.
Ever again.
It is going to be jarring when it happens, I think, because it feels like it's such a faraway thing right now. But
if he never throws another interception, will they waive the 5-year waiting period for Canton?
Right.
Well, they were 14.5-point favorites in Jacksonville.
Right.
And they're 15.5-point favorites this week. Same total, 48.5. Never know. I know there are people that resent the whole thing of looking ahead. I don't know. Maybe I should apologize because I'm just obsessed with it. I just can't really take this game that seriously to be, mm-hmm. you know, just sort of shun any kind of look ahead. I mean, we're always looking ahead. It's always about like the standings and buys and matchups. So I don't think I really should apologize for that, but I recognize they're, you know, this is not something you'd want the players on the team. This is not a conversation you want the players to be having.
I feel.
When do we have our first loss?
I feel really comfortable that they're probably not.
They should know better.
Yeah.
They should know better than to be having that conversation, at least, you know, where anybody could hear them. don't even think about it. We'll do that. We'll do that for you.
We got that covered.
We got that covered. The Sabres are in Detroit for a preseason game tonight. We'll have pregame coming up in about 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.